Be'ezrat Mizbeach, we begin Perek Tishi, the ninth Perek, ninth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Ma'aseh Shein, laws of the second type in the Sefer Zohar, where we continue to the second part of these halachas, which are the halachas of Neter Bai, the fruits of the tree in its fourth year, and regarding how to calculate the years. As Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph, there is a certain sanctity in the fruits of the fourth year for when it was planted. Neter Bai, which are the fruits of the fourth year from the plant, from the tree was planted. Harehi Kodesh, it's sanctified. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, "Miyukra b'ashana herbis." In the fourth year, year called Pirei Kodesh, all the fruit should be holy. Hilulam Lashem as praise to Hashem. And why are we mentioning Neter Bai over here in the laws of Ma'aseh Sheni? Because v'dinei lehachal b'Yerushalayim, its laws are to eat it in Yerushalayim, levalov for the owners. Can Ma'aseh Sheni like the laws of the second type? And that's what we're comparing it here in the laws of Ma'aseh Sheni. Has the similar halachas. And therefore, Kshem Shei Ma'aseh Sheni b'Suria, just like there's no laws of the second type in Suria in Syria. So too, one doesn't have the halachas of Neter Abai of the fourth year that you have to bring the payers up to Yerushalayim and that in Surya. And the Neter Abai Hu Aimer. Now, it's by Neter Abai that the pasuk says in the Midbar, the Ishes Kadoshab, a man, his holy things, lo yu, it's for him. How do we know it's referring to Neter Abai? Shein lecha kodesh, shein nisparish din b'Torah lemishu. There is no other halachas of kadoshim that wasn't explained in Torah. Who it goes to? Chutz min Neter Abai, except for the fruits of the fourth year, which are kodesh hilulam Lashem, and what do you do with it? Lo yu, it's for him, and he takes it up and he eats in Yerushalayim, just like by the laws of Ma'aseh Sheni. Now, halacha beis, the right to lift is neter avayim. Someone wants to redeem it; doesn't want to take all the fruits of the fourth year, bring them to Yerushalayim. He wants to redeem it. But he did Ma'aseh Sheni again. That's why we bring it here in the laws of Ma'aseh Sheni. Has the same halacha of redemption like by Ma'aseh Sheni. Now, v'pedola atzmai, and if he's redeeming for himself like by Ma'aseh Sheni, Ma'aseh Chaimish has to add on a fifth. Now, the ein paid noisei achigil oinus hamaisi, you cannot redeem the neter avayi, the fruits of the fourth year, until it reaches the time of when it would be viable for maisi. Shanam, like it says in the pasuk in Beit Yikra, lo haistu b'lechem tewasei, to if you're going to keep these laws, it's going to increase for you your grain, your produce, which is achayasa tevu, until it becomes tevu, which is when it's higil oinus hamaisi, when it's time when it's considered completed. And the ein paid noisei b'mechubi, you cannot redeem when it's still attached, kamaisi shein, like the laws of the second type. It's also considered like Hashem's money, like Ma'aseh Sheni, just Hashem lets you eat it. But it's coming from him, like Ma'aseh Sheni, so to Neter Avai. Now the Fikr, therefore, since it's considered Mamun Gevaya, in a nickname of Matana, a person cannot acquire it as a gift, as if like you can give away Hashem's stuff. Elim the son of Baisar, unless you give it to the person when they're still unripe, which then is not considered yet the halacha of Neter Avai, at that point you could still gift it. And Bedina Kishar Dvam Linachilo Shtiu Padia, and so too regarding all other halachas regarding eating and drinking and redemption, Kamaiser, the laws of Neter Avai have like the laws of Ma'aseh Sheni. Halacha Gimel. Vapoidikem Revai, if someone redeems the vineyard in its fourth year, Rotz if he wants to, Padia Novmik, redeem it as grapes. Rotz of Padio Yang, if he wants to redeem it as when it's already wine, Chenazesim, so too regarding olives, that by grapes and olives, those are two things that the beverage is considered intrinsic to the fruit itself. Of a shahar pes regarding other produce, im shanais and b'riyas, you don't change it from its natural form, and you don't change it into anything else, like we said by Ma'aseh Sheni, because that would be considered a deviation of its natural form. Halacha dal kam revay regarding the laws of the vineyard in its fourth year. So im lo shikcha doesn't have the laws of which generally have by matnas aniyim by regular produce. The Kerem Revai doesn't have these halachas like if you forgot it there, or Velepeya, you don't have to leave over the corners of the field for the poor, Velepeya, neither the little ones that fall down, it doesn't go to the poor, Velepeya also doesn't have the halacha that when you have like a very small, meager type of cluster that it goes to the poor. And that's actually why the Rambam picked Kerem Revai. It's not necessarily just a vineyard, it's by all types of saplings, the laws of the fourth year, but it's because these four gifts that generally go to the poor are specifically by a kerem, and again, it doesn't have the halachas of the matnas aniyim of this in the fourth year. So to the imafrishim and the truma and maestris, so you don't separate from it trumas and maestris, that because again, it's Hashem's money, kshem shem imafrishim and maestris sheni, just like you wouldn't separate from maestris sheni, which although generally maestris sheni comes after truma and maestris, but let's say someone went and when it was still in the stalks, he took it off before the trumas and maestris, you wouldn't separate. Because Hashem's money, Ma'aseh Sheni, and again, Neter Avai, that's why they're hearing the same halachas, have this equivalency. Elekulay el Yerushalayim, rather, all of it is taken to Yerushalayim, ay nifteh, or it's redeemed, b'yalo hadamim, and that money is taken up, b'yachlo b'yerushalayim, k'maiseh, and seed in Yerushalayim, again, just like Ma'aseh Sheni. Now, halacha, hey, there is a unique takana institution specifically regarding the grapes as we apply to its fourth year. A novim shall kerem revai, the grapes of a vineyard in its fourth year, his kinu bezdin, the courts instituted, she oil Yerushalayim, they should be taken up to Yerushalayim. If it's mahalach yom lechotzad, and any area in the perimeter that's a day's walk, that's a day's journey on either side of Yerushalayim, that you have to bring up the payers and not to redeem it. And the reason is kedei la'atir shukei Yerushalayim b'payers, so that you could decorate, you could crown the marketplace of Yerushalayim with all the produce that's coming from people in their vineyard of the fourth year. In other words, they'll sell it to the storekeepers and they'll sell it in the marketplace where, although you're not allowed to sell my sersheni, and so to my and netravai, that's only to sell it in its sanctified state. But here you're redeeming it and you're making a chulin, it's only rabbinic, and because of this this decorating of the marketplace of Yerushalayim, the chacham permitted. Whereas in Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we don't have any more the glory of the Jews, so for the Gentiles we don't, and niftaf l'samech lachem, you could redeem the grapes, and you don't have to bring up it's the produce itself, even if you're right next to the walls of Yerushalayim. Now, that's regarding grapes, but a shokal appears regarding all of the produce, afil b'saman b'saman b'saman, even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, niftin samech lachem, there was no requirement, if you're within a day's journey to bring it up, you could even redeem it right outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Now, halach above, the Ram discusses how do we redeem the netter avai. Ketzed paid netter avai, how does one redeem the saplings of the fourth year? So, menechas asal, you leave the basket over there, alpish leisha, with the assessment of three people, and they evaluate. How much of this fruits would a person want to redeem for the price of a seller? Almanos, with the knowledge and the condition and stipulation, he's going to have to spend for the expenses, those who have to safeguard it, the donkey drivers, the workers, all that has to be mibesh, has to come out of his pocket, the one who wants to redeem it. The achash akaitz necessary, and then after they evaluate what the market value would be, so that you put aside those monies. And he says, whatever is gathered from this field, will be deconsecrated onto these monies. Mishar, from the evaluation of kach v'kach salam b'sela, this how much baskets for a seller. In other words, just however much they evaluate, a person would spend one seller for how much of that. So to every single basket, according to how many baskets there are, that's how much money has to be set aside for the redemption of the netter avai. Now, over Shvius, in the Shemitah year, where no one's working the land and no one's protecting because everyone could take the Shemitah produce, it's free for all, then Pidei B'Shavir. Then you redeem it according to its actual value without detracting and deducting expenses. Shein Shem, because you don't have Lo Yishomrim enough to pay for anyone to watch it, Lo Poilim, no workers, because you're not harvesting in the Shemitah year the way you normally do. And Vim Hoy Hefker, which it's not the same thing as the Shemitah year, but if someone made it Hefker, Ein La Elaschar L'Kit L'Vad. So there, your lot of harvested in contrast to the Shemitah year, you're just not protecting it. So then you only have to pay for the amount. You would have to deduct the wages of how much would it take to gather it in. But again, all those other expenses would not be relevant because he made hefker. Halacha Zayin. Misha yulei netter avai b'shnas ha-shemitah. If someone had the netter avai in the Shemitah year, she'ara kol shavo, which as we said, that, well, first of all, everyone has an equal share in this ability to take. I mean, the field is a free-for-all because there's Shemitah here. So everyone could take equally. Now, the thing is, but there is Netter Avai, which has its own sanctity, barring the element of Shemitah that's there in the field. So Tzorch L'Tzayin, you have to demarcate because it's Adama with piles of earth near that part that is in the fourth year, Kedeshikir, but that people shall recognize, because everyone's coming to this guy's fields, everyone can walk into any farm they want in Eretz Yisrael in the Shemitah year. So that people should recognize, that people shouldn't eat from that netter avai until they redeem it, because it is netter avai. Now, if let's say it actually was within its first 3 years, what's called arla, then you should designate the area, not with clumps of earth, but rather with earthenware, that people should totally separate themselves from that, which you can't redeem it, because if you would do it with the clumps of earth like you do by netter avai, it might crumble those clumps of earth, and it's not going to be recognizable that there's even a sign over here. And she'issa arla, and because regards to the issa of arla, which in the first 3 years, chamahu, she'i asur bana, because that's actually more severe than revai. Revai only has certain limitations on how you could eat it. On that regarding arla, it's forbidden even to have any benefits. So there, we want to be more stringent, and not just put clumps of earth, but actually to put these charasim, these earthenware shards over there. Now, batznuin, however, those who were very scrupulous, they actually would put the monies of Chulin, Bishnas Shemitah in the Shemitah year, but I mean they would say like this: Kol Anilkut Miperus Avoy Elu, because people step on signs and people are not going to realize, and people are going to end up taking the net to revai the payers of the fourth year. So whatever's going to be gathered from these revai Elu, Mechol Alamoy Elu, should be deconsecrated on these monies. So why does he do it like that? Why didn't he just deconsecrate it from the beginning? Oh, Shehere Ef Shaleftesim Mukhabi. You cannot redeem it when it's still attached, like we explained in Halacha Beis. So they have to wait till it's gathered. But the problem is, but then they're not going to know. So they say, automatically, the moment the person gathers, it will be deconsecrated, and therefore that will take care of any problems if anyone ends up taking the Netar Avai. Halacha Chazram discusses how to qualify the years of the tree in regards to these years of Arla and Revai. So the Echa B'Tishrei, and the first of Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah Arla V'Revai. That's the Rosh Hashanah for the counting of the years of the first 3 years, which are totally forbidden, even benefit for the Revai, and for the fourth year, which again has certain unique halachas, how it can be consumed in Yerushalayim. Now, the Emes Emoin Lehem, when do you start counting the year? It's Mishas Natias, when you plant it. Now, the Enemain Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, you don't start counting from, okay, from the first of Tishrei. You don't wait, you don't say if someone plants in the middle of the year, you're only going to start counting when the clock strikes the first of Tishrei. Ella, rather, Shleishim Yom B'Shanah Chashuv B'Shanah. If you have at least 30 days of that year, at least a month before Rosh Hashanah, that's considered the first year. Now, v'hu, but there's another qualification, Shetikloi Tanatiyah Kodim Shleishim Yom. But the sapling has to have at least taken root before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so that you can be considered as if it was already planted for that year, which is 30 days. Now, what's considered general that it's considered as a taken root for old trees? Ishtei Shabbos is 2 weeks. If you have 2 weeks that you planted it, then you know that it already took root. And then if you have 30 days of being planted, that's already considered a year. As Ram says, Allah says, Nimtzis Lamed. So it comes out that you learn out from the previous halacha that 30 days in the year is considered a year. Shaneitea arba varbam yoim kodim Rosh Hashanah. So if someone planted a tree 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, then also Rosh Hashanah, then he has a year. Again, because he has the 30 days of being planted, and he has to have 14 days before, which is 2 weeks, that it's already took root, that it's already planted. Now, vav became, and even so, ein peiros haneitea hazayis mutaris ba'arlo, but still, the fruits of this tree are not permitted in their arla state. Ella brevis, meaning when do you lapse out? When do you max out the 3 years? It's not right when you hit the fourth year of Rosh Hashanah. Ella brevis, in the fourth year, ad tu b'shvat. Until you have tesva b'shvat, the 15th of Shvat. And the reason for that is because, in other words, if they ripen from after tu b'shvat and onward, shehu Rosh Hashanah li'ilonis. That's what's known as Rosh Hashanah for the tree. So, although for the beginning of the planting, we go after Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, but once it grows, it becomes a tree, and for a tree, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Tu B'Shvat, so it's not enough to hit the fourth year, you've got to go fourth year and Tu B'Shvat, and then it's going to be permitted in the laws of Netar Avai. Halacha Yud Ketzah. How so? In other words, when are we saying it's going to be forbidden up until Tu B'Shvat? So that's Haneiteya Ilon Machal B'Tu B'Av. Let's say someone planted a fruit tree on Tu B'Av, which the significance of Tu B'Av, not Tu B'Shvat, is that it's 44 days before the first of Tishrei. So you're going to have that time that it took root, and then B, the 30 days of the till through El for Rosh Hashanah, that it was already from the previous year. So, and this is Mishana Asiris by Yevil, like an example, it's just the 10th year, Yevil is a 50-year cycle, so in the 10th year. Harehu, so the tree is B'teich Shnei Arla, it's considered within the early years, the first 3 years that are forbidden, Atu B'Shvat Mishna Sud Gimel. Until the 15th of Shvat of the 13th year. We start in the 10th year and through the 13th year. So whatever the tree is producing in those 3 years, Hari Arla is considered as Arla. And Afa Bishanigmuru, although technically it would be finished, it would reach the end of Samaitis, Lacha Kamayom, a few days later, after Tu B'Shvat, doesn't make a difference. It's still considered as Arla for these 3 years. Now, Umi Tu B'Shvat, Mishnas Yud Gimel Bayevil. Now, from after Tu B'Shvat, in its 13th year of the Yevil, of the 50-year Yevil cycle, a Tu B'Shvat Mishnas Yudal, until a year later, on Tu B'Shvat in the 14th year, Honet Rabai, that would be considered the fourth year, again, because we're going with Tu B'Shvat in the tree, and we started off when you're planting from Rosh Hashanah, but when you get to the status of a tree, it's we qualify it based on Tu B'Shvat. So that's when it's going to go for the third year, all the way through till Tu B'Shvat. And then, from Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat, it's going to be the fourth year. Now, Mechom HaShereitz B'Teich Manzeh, whatever produces in this fourth year, Harei Revoi, that's like we give a halachic status of Revoi, but you have to redeem it to bring it up and eat its value in Yerushalayim. Now, when the Sabra Hashanah, if it's a leap year, which in the Jewish leap year, it's added month of Adar Sheni, Nisabla Arla, Oyler Revoi, it gets intercalated into the Arla, it's including that third year, or the fourth year, And it's part of that halachic year. Halachic Aleph, Netoy B'Yudvav B'Av, Mishnah says. But let's say you planted a day later, instead of Tu B'Av, you planted the 16th day of Av in the 10th year. Oh, La'os L'Shnas Eser. Then the 10th year is not going to be counted because it's already going to be missing the 14th day of planting. You're not going to have 30 days remaining in the year. You're off by a day. So, Ela Harehu Arla Shnas Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Kula. Rather, it's going to be Arla, the entire, not to only two Bishvat of the 13th year, the entire 13th year. So then, actually, in this case, interestingly, it's going to be Netar Avai from Rosh Hashanah of the 14th year till the end. It's going to go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, not regarding Tu B'Shvat. And so it's going to extend longer than it would have been had he planted a day earlier. Halachid Beis. Natan Atim Rosh Chodesh Tishrei ad Tu B'Shvat. Someone planted from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, until Tu B'Shvat. So he's going to count 3 full years from day to day regarding the laws of Arla, meaning from the moment that you plant, even before it takes root, and from day to day for the halacha of the 4 years. And says the Rambam, he says that I saw by the Ge'einim, Dvarim b'cheshben Arla or Revai, regarding things that regarding the calculation of Arla and Revai. Says, but ain't rola haruch lahoshvaleim. It's not fit to be lengthy about this and to respond regarding what they said. But vad the Torah say from him for sure, most definitely, it's an error of the scribes. But emes krabi aron nedar says we already explained the true path and how to calculate these halachas of the halacha of Arla and Revai. It's again when you plant it, and if you're planting it from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei till Tu B'Shvat, like you just said. So we're going to go and we're going to count those 3 years day to day, and then you have the early year for 3 years, and then the Revai is the 4th year. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam concludes regarding those which are exempt from the laws of Revai and Arla. Ha'ala and the leaves, or the loven, and the blossoms, which are the soft branches that come out from the ends of the hard stems, which are soft. Umegifanim, and that's the sap, which is the water that comes out of the grapes when you crush it and you break the vine during the spring season. Basmadar, and the buds, which is the blossom that the fruit comes out from. Mutarim ba'arla v'revai, they are permitted, they're not limited with the halachas of Arla and Revai. Vanovim shesraf makadim, regarding the grapes which were burnt by the east winds, which ruins the trees. They've seen them and they ruined it. Vachatanim v'azogin v'atmochelan, and the pits and the peels and the alcoholic beverage that's made from the dregs. Ukli perdimain, and the peels of a pomegranate. V'anecheloi, and regarding its blossom, which is on the top of it. Ukli pe'egoizim, and the peels, the shells of nuts. V'agrinim, and their pits. All these things actually are surin ba'arla. They're forbidden in the laws of Arla. Again, not because they're not pre. It's because you could use them as a dye. And the halacha by Arla is va'arata ma'arlasa es per yay. Es includes that which is secondary to the pre, which includes the shells. And since it's forbidden to have any benefit, that would include even that of the shells. But umitam b'davai, all these things we just mentioned are permitted. They're not limited to the halachic limitations of the fruits of the 4th year. Because there's no isa vana. And it's only a pre which is fit to be eaten. And these things are not fit to be eaten. So therefore they don't have the limitations of netrevai. Va'naivlis, in other words, those which fall down, those are kul nasuris. That's, it's, could we consider as a regular pre, and therefore it has the limitations of Arla and Revai.